Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Department of Agriculture is holding referendums on whether to continue assessments for the Agricultural Commodity Commissions for corn and pecans through May 30th. Funds from this can only be used for research, education, and promotion of the commodities. Ballots for both referendums were mailed in late April and must be postmarked by May 30th to be counted. Corn and pecan growers who did not receive ballots should contact Andy Harrison at the Georgia Department of Agriculture. For the first time in several weeks, the nation's average gas price increased, rising 4 cents from a week ago to $3.51 per gallon. That's down 14.9 cents from a month ago and 95.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The average diesel price fell 4 cents and now stands at $3.97 per gallon, $1.59 lower than a year ago. With continued discussion over the U.S. hitting its debt limit, oil prices have seen additional volatility. Growers now spend an average of $500,000 a year on automation in response to the persistent ag labor shortage. Western Growers discovered the data in its specialty crop automation report, which tracks and measures industry progress in harvest automation across the fresh produce industry. It's also part of the Western Growers Global Harvest Automation Initiative, which aims to accelerate ag automation by 50% in 10 years. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.